Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Thoughts on the Eastern idea of moving away from excessive thinking into the awareness beyond thinking, removing it from the driver's seat to be used more as a tool. Yeah, well, I thought a lot about this in relationship to a couple of ancient ideas. The one Mesopotamian idea, characterization of Marduk, who was the highest Mesopotamian deity. It was Marduk who carved up the goddess of chaos Tiamat into pieces and made the world out of her pieces. So Marduk is the force that confronts chaos and builds habitable order, like the Logos in Genesis. And one of Marduk's attributes was that he had eyes all the way around his head. Then there's Horus, the Egyptian god, who's the famous eye. And Horus is really a deification of attention, I would say. And there's a difference between attention and thinking. Like, let me give you an example. So thinking seems to be instrumental, mostly. People also often say to me, well, what's your strategy when you go into an interview? And the answer is, well, I don't have a strategy when I go into an interview because I'm there to have a conversation. And I'm not sure where the conversation will go, and I'm willing to let it go wherever it goes. I'm not there to sell books, although I'm perfectly happy if more books sell, because obviously I wrote a book and I want people to read it, and there's a whole enterprise behind it, and so it's also my responsibility to do the marketing properly. But I'm not going to do these interviews to sell books or to promote myself, or I don't have a strategic goal in mind, except that I'm going to have a conversation and I'm going to say what I think and take the consequences, because I assume that if I say something and I believe it's true, then the consequences are as positive as they can be, regardless of how they look at the time. And that's an issue of faith, because I believe that the habitable order is generated by spoken truth. I believe that. I think that's the truest thing I know. And so I go into the interview. And I did this in my clinical practice, and I try to do this when I'm talking to people too, is that I'm not thinking about where the conversation is going or what point I want to make or what I want the outcome to be, any of that. I just let that go. You know, it's within this broader framework of assuming that the truth is the most effective means of progressing. And then I pay attention. And what happens when you pay attention is that while you're watching a person, this is a great treatment for social anxiety, by the way, because if you're socially anxious, you tend not to pay attention to the person. Pay attention to who you're talking to. Watch them like a hawk, like not paranoid or anything like that, and not too intently because you'll make them uncomfortable, but intently pay attention to what they're saying, to how they look, to their facial gestures, all of that. Look at their face and watch and listen. And try to understand what they're saying. And what you'll see is that, well, questions pop into your minds. Like, well, I didn't understand what you said. Can you clarify that? And sounds like you mean this. Is this what you mean? But not in a, I'll put you on the spot because I think you're wrong sort of way, but in a clarification sort of way. And all of that's attention. And so when I'm doing clinical work with people, and this is the reason I quit, by the way, about a year ago, is because I was starting to get distracted. I had a rule, which was, you have an hour with me and I do nothing but pay attention to you. I'm not thinking about what I want to accomplish. I'm not thinking about the problems in my life. I'm not distracted. And I listen to you and I ask questions when I don't understand. And if a thought occurs to me while I'm paying attention...
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed Issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention to you, then I'll tell you what it is. You see, and that's using awareness primarily and thinking secondarily. Like, I don't think, well, here's how I want to cure this person and I'm going to maneuver them into certain responses by using these communicative tools. I think I'm going to pay attention to this person. We're going to discuss where we're going and why. I'm going to listen to what they say, and then when they're talking, things are going to occur within me. I'm going to see images and thoughts are going to emerge from the background. And then I'll share them. Not always, because I usually have more thoughts than can be shared. But if a thought comes up and it seems like an interesting reaction to what the person just said, then I'll just tell them and sort of without commitment to it. And it's usually, okay, you just said this, and so this question emerged, so we need to straighten that out because I'm confused. Or you said this and I had this image, or you said this and this thought came to mind. So that's one person's reaction to the way that you're conducting yourself at the moment. So thinking is instrumental. I outlined this in, I think it's rule 7, do what is meaningful, not what is expedient. If you do what's expedient, you have a short-term conscious goal in mind and you try to bend everything towards that end. But if you're pursuing what's meaningful, then you just pay attention to what's going on and you react with truth. And I think that's a much better way of living as far as I'm concerned. It's a much more powerful way of living. It means you have to confront things right then and there, which is, I suppose, why so many of my interviews have been, in some sense, confrontational, because people will impose a thinking agenda on the flow of the conversation. This is especially true in the mainstream media. It happened again recently with BBC's Hard Talk. They impose an agenda on the conversation, and then that just doesn't work out very well because I'm paying attention and I will object to the agenda. Not because I have a different agenda, except for what I said, which is that I want to say what I think. I want to say as truthfully as I can what I actually am thinking in this more abstracted and detached sense, and see what happens. So it's a hard thing to clarify, because you might say, well, Dr. Peterson, you just said you want to say what you're thinking, but it's not exactly the same thing. It's not like I'm thinking strategically. I'm listening, thoughts emerge, and I say them. I'm not putting spin on things. I'm not trying to manipulate the conversation in any particular way. And again, the reason for that is because I decided a long time ago, probably 30 years, that There was no more effective way of dealing with a complex situation than to try to say what you believe to be true. And not to manipulate it, none of that. Because those are all lies as far as I'm concerned, that kind of manipulation and spin.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.